We have Penny Sudbeck. We have Michelle Leekander. They've been with me before. The head of Gilbert Society. Their 99th annual sale. It did not happen last year because of COVID, but it is happening this year, and it's happening pretty much the way it always has happened. We've talked about this. This is a very special sale, and it's one that people look forward to. They mark it on their calendar, they look forward to it, and they plan on it. And it is, well, we used to say it's sort of like, I think I said, it's a rummage sale, it's a high-class rummage mm-hmm. sale. Everything is good, and it's provided most of the stuff that we have. It's from the members. Is that right, Penny?
Yep. Yes. And we do have each member can sponsor someone. So, like, Steve, if you had some items that you wanted to donate or whatever, you could go through a member and we'd put them in through you.
But it's we're talking the good stuff here, aren't
we? We're very particular on the items that we take. We go through them, and if they don't meet up to the quality, then we pull it aside. So, yes, we are very high-end mm-hmm. in our sales. Mm-hmm.
And this is now included within this. Now, I know, obviously, we're talking, well, we're talking clothing, obviously, mm-hmm. very, very nice clothing. But what else is in this? I was going to say, we used to say at a garage sale, but it's not a garage sale.
Yep.
You have other items as well, don't you?
Yes. Michelle,
we have household items, every appliance you could ever imagine, you know, TVs, we have lamps, we have antiques. There's a really beautiful garden center that's, quite unique there that I saw yesterday. We have toys, we have shoes galore. If you need shoes or name brand purses, we've got you covered. There's jewelry, there's holiday items. I think there's pretty much everything that you mm-hmm. could imagine.
Like the bouncy seats and all that stuff that's hard to buy.
But everything has been carefully checked over to make sure everything works. Everything is clean and in great shape. That is what separates it from anything else, mm-hmm. Any other type mm-hmm. of set. Now, it's sort of like going into a department store, isn't it? Don't you set it up like that?
Yes, we do. There's different categories and different rooms. You know, we use the entire Perkins Shelter House, thankfully,
city. If it's organized, it sells better, and nobody wants to shop and clutter. So we work really hard at making sure that it's accessible, and we've opened up so it's easier to shop. It used to be really congested, mm-hmm. but
and the revenue is pretty significant.
Yes,
I know that you're showing me the last 30 years, you've raised nearly $400,000 mm-hmm. over the last 30 years, and I think the real winner of this is children mm-hmm. who have medical needs that don't have the assets or don't have the financial means mm-hmm. to be able to afford that. This is a project you've been doing it, and has that basically been the same purpose of this sale through the years?
The very first year she started this in February of 1922, they paid for a child to be born at the hospital that the parent or the child was high risk. And it cost $6, so they had a sale to raise the money to allow a child to be born in the hospital.
$6.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
Okay, so my prices have probably
gone up a little bit.
They've gone up a little bit beyond that, but you get, what is it, school nurses basically are your aid de complice, so to speak. They basically give you all... They're the ones who keep an eye out for children and also for things, mm-hmm. purposes for this money to be spent. Is that right?
Yeah.
And
Michelle's your contact.
I'm the treasurer, and I'm the one that they have on speed dial, I believe. They call me for any kind of need. It's not just always medical, like if a child needs a coat.
Okay.
This past year, we noticed with the pandemic, there was kids without coats, so we did a coat drive out of my storage unit, and we gave away 127 coats. Last year for glasses alone, even though, you know, it was a pandemic,
right,
we spent over $12,000 on glasses. So,
and while it was, and as I said, last year was sort of a strange year because it was sort of like we had a lot of, there was a lot of at-home learning, mm-hmm. and as well as, and then things gradually seemed to get better and more mm-hmm. kids seemed to be going back to school. I would think it was, it had to be really, I'm not sure who was tougher on. It was probably tougher on the parents, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know. I don't have any kids in school anymore. I would think it, parents and children. It was probably hard, the socialization part.
Yeah. Okay. I guess it, mm-hmm. I don't have any children at home either, but that's another story. But I think the fact that I know the lines usually start lining up. When does a line on Friday is 9 to 6? When do people start lining up to come on in?
I usually get there about 7:30, and there's people lined up at 7:30.
Yeah, and they're going out to the street and down the the sidewalk. Yeah.
And we have pictures from, I believe it was in the 60s. And that line was still that way, or was that way back in that day, too.
So the philosophy of the Hedda Gilbert Society, it's always been high-class stuff, right?
Yes.
So, and people know that, and they know that that's the sale, that's a not-miss sale. Again, it's Friday 9 to 6, then Saturday 9 to 3, and then Sunday you have 11 to 2 is a 50% off sale. And then you wrap it up with a $5 bag sale from 2:30. But that's obviously $5. Anything you can put in a bag, is that right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
And it is almost as busy as Friday morning.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a big day. Yeah.
Do you end up getting? How do you do? There's got to be some stuff left over. What do you do with that?
So we send out letters to organizations and churches, and we have a free day on Monday, and then we give what's left to hopefully yours, and they come and pick it up. So it all stays in Des Moines County, just like the money that we raise from that. It all stays here and helps the children in our area.
All right. Well, it's a very important sale, a very good cause, the Hedda Gilbert resale.
Yeah.
And how long have you been members with Hedda Gilbert? Penny, how about you?
Well, Michelle, you keep track of how long. I don't even know.
I've been a member since 2002, and I've been the treasurer since 2004.
Okay.
And I have seen it grow so much.
And I've probably been in since like the 90s, maybe.
How do you recruit new members, or how does that happen? How does somebody become a member of the Hedda Gilbert Society?
If we need members, which we happen to, but we ask the members to recommend and then we vote on them.
So it's a fairly, yes, I said, I'm not going to say exclusive society, but it's one that
we keep it in-house, and we just want to make sure that it continues to run with the quality that it's run for 99 years,
High quality stuff. You've raised almost $400,000 in the last 30 years, I'm going to guess. It boggles my mind if you were to add up all the 99 years.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to say, too, that we do take monetary donations.
Okay.
It doesn't just, we don't just have our sale. We really welcome monetary donations, people that tithe monthly with their paychecks and stuff like that. My husband and I do a portion of that. We go to Hedda Gilbert, so it's just
the money from that is usually spent on clothes and, diapers and things that parents need but don't have the funds for. So the money that's raised on the side is used for the same.
Same for children, but we kind of direct it in a different, direction. But,
yeah.
I mean, even kids' tennis shoes. I mean, they're $100 a pair.
Yes.
Who can, most families can't afford those, and the
Yeah,
kids.
I would say so. And how tough was it last year to not have a sale?
Well, we still ended up spending $22,000. So
okay.
Our members donated a great deal. I applied for some grants, and so we ended up, raising quite a bit of money, and of course, we spent quite a bit of money, too. So I didn't think that we would with the pandemic going on, but we still ended up getting calls from pharmacies. And, you know, I have a couple places set up with glasses that they will call me and say, I have his child, parent can't pay. And so, yeah, we still ended up giving away $22,000.
It is a great sale, a great resale for a great cause. It is the Hedda Gilbert resale, 99th year. And it's Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 3, Sunday, 11 to 2, and 2:30 to 4, 50% off sale, and then 2:30 to 4, the $5 bag sale. It's all in Perkins Park Shelter House, Dill Street, Burlington, and it is happening. Penny Sudbeck and Michelle Decanter, thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you, Steve.
And I'd like to thank the public for helping us.
Oh, yes.
By shopping, because without them, we couldn't do this.
And good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.